Update, December 2014, Visual Force Remote Objects, VRO, are a better, more secure way to access Force.com from Visual Force. Use VRO rather than Remote TK. See this blog entry for more details. Back in Spring 2011, the season, not the release, I wrote the Force.com JavaScript REST Toolkit, or Force TK for short, after Forcep.js, its core JavaScript library, wrapping the Force.com REST API for easy access from JavaScript running on Visual Force pages, external servers, and hybrid mobile apps. Since then, the toolkit has seen wide adoption, most notably as part of the Salesforce Mobile SDK, but it has always bugged me that JavaScript on Visual Force pages would consume API calls, a limited resource, limiting the usefulness of the toolkit somewhat. Coincidentally, in Spring 11, the release this time, JavaScript Remoting, a mechanism for calling Apex controller methods, annotated with that remote action, from JavaScript, debuted as a developer preview. I've used remoting a few times, writing it remote action methods for each specific situation, but it wasn't until I read Don Robbins' second article on developing mobile applications with Force.com and Sencha Touch, with its mention of the Sencha proxy for binding JavaScript controller logic to at remote action methods in an Apex controller, that I realized that I could write a set of at remote action methods for general purpose data access and a corresponding set of JavaScript wrappers exposing the same interface as Force TK, all conveniently wrapped in a custom component, Remote TK. Quoting from the updated toolkit README. Greater than the Remote TK Visual Force custom component, comprising Remote TK.component and Remote Controller.cls, provides an abstraction very similar to the REST API implemented via at remote action methods in the components controller. The advantage of this mechanism is that no API calls are consumed. A disadvantage is that UpCert is not currently implemented. Update, Spring 13 added the ability to pass subject type variables to database.upcert greater than. Greater than, greater than. Greater than add remote controller.cls and remote tk.component to your org by creating an Apex class and a component and pasting in the respective content, pasting the files into a force.com IDE project, or by using the force.com migration tool. Greater than. Greater than your Visual Force page will need to include the component and create a client object. An absolutely minimal sample is. Greater than. Greater than skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Greater than. Greater than more fully featured samples are provided in remote.example.page and remote.mobile.page. Since I started work on Remote TK just last Friday, it's probably best described as embryonic, but I ported the two Force TK sample apps to Remote TK with just three changes: include the Remote TK component, get an instance of the Remote TK client, rather than Force TK, and delete the call to set session token, and they seem to work well. A few known issues at present. UpCert is not supported. I haven't figured out how to do this with a dynamic external field ID name. It might not be possible. Describe as a very minimal implementation, just enough to get the sample apps working. 0% test coverage, this prevents me from creating an unmanaged package. Much more soluble than the UpCert issue. So, if you've been using Forcep.js from Visual Force, give Remote TK a try. It's part of the expanded Force.com JavaScript REST Toolkit. Send me a pull request if you fix any of the above, and our file issues on the GitHub project.